The deadline to sign up for the Marketplace Health Insurance, available through the provisions of the Affordable Care Act, or ACA, is drawing near. It's December 15, 2020. And like so many aspects of our lives this year, this one has also felt the impact of the pandemic. The West Virginia Navigator program that assists West Virginians in choosing the best health care plan for themselves and their families has ceased in-person office hours and travel to walk-in enrollment events. They have instead gone to a secure virtual platform to assist residents of the state. Jeremy Smith, Program Director for the West Virginia Navigator Program, says getting help signing up is important as many folks could easily be overwhelmed by the options and may choose the wrong plan for their family. Since in-person consultations are not available, they are offering their services over the phone and through online platforms like Zoom.
It's hard to really understand what is a deductible, what is a copay, are my doctors in network, or somebody may not be very comfortable signing up on the computer and navigating the application online. So at West Virginia Navigator, we've got folks that can talk to you and your family about your specific situation and make sure that you understand what options are available to you and make sure that you're signing up for a plan that's going to be best for you and your family.
Jesse Ice, Executive Director for West Virginians for Affordable Healthcare, says where you get that plan is important as well. She recommends going to healthcare.gov rather than another off-market plan.
When you are shopping on healthcare.gov, that means that you're getting one of the Affordable Care Act approved healthcare plans.
ICE says in addition to pre-existing conditions, there are other essential health services a healthcare.gov plan must cover.
Do you get prescription drug coverage, pediatric services, which includes dental and vision for kids, your preventative wellness checks each year, those are covered, screenings for things like diabetes, and getting your immunization and vaccines and things like that, your emergency services and hospitalization, mental health and addiction services, these do not have to be covered unless it's an ACA plan. Same thing with pregnancy, maternity, and newborn care, ambulatory care, lab services, and then, you know, it also has to cover rehab services.
She says some of those services, especially maternity care, may not be covered under private insurance plans. In early November, the U.S. Supreme Court heard a third case challenging the constitutionality of the ACA. A ruling in that case is not expected until spring or possibly summer of 2021. ICE says that ruling will not affect those who sign up for a government health care plan this year.
If you were to sign up on the marketplace, your coverage for 2021, you're signing into a contract that will cover you for the entire year, regardless of what decision comes down from the Supreme Court and how that decision is ultimately interpreted. We won't know that for many, many months, but do not let that deter you from getting a marketplace plan this year. They will be honored through 2021 regardless.
Smith says at least two insurance carriers are offering plans on the marketplace for West Virginians.
We have Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield, and we have another company called CareSource. And for the first time ever, both of those companies are going to be offering plans statewide. One of the major things that we do in our program is not only help somebody understand what the plans are, but we also make sure that they understand if they're going to qualify for financial help that can help them pay for their plan that they pick.
You can get more information about or make an appointment with a West Virginia Navigator counselor at 304-356-5834 or online at wvnavigator.com. There is no charge for enrollment assistance. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.